Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, somebody was talking about backbiting in the company of Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi commented, if I considered it correct to backbite about someone, then I would have committed backbiting against my mother, because she is indeed the most deserving of my virtuous deeds. Rights of a mother cannot be fulfilled completely. Dear Islamic brothers, these words of Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh have many Madani pearls for us to learn from. It is as if he is saying that since good deeds are very valuable and we cannot fully fulfill the rights of our mothers, if we were to give our deeds to anyone, then our mother would be the most deserving of them. This parable also hints in elevated status of mothers. However, there is no goodness in backbiting and it only leads to humiliation and disgrace. Ae pyare khuda az pae sultan madina ghibat ki nuhusat se meri jaan chhuda de. For the sake of your beloved, my Allah, cure me from the disease of backbiting. Sayyiduna Atta Khurasani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has stated, do not get upset if someone backbites against you, because the backbiter is unknowingly doing you a favor. We have been told that whoever is backbitten against once, half of his sins are forgiven. Once, Sayyiduna Hatim Asam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh missed his tahajjud prayer. His wife chastised him for this, but he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi replied, last night some people spent all night worshipping and in the morning they committed backbiting against me. So on the day of judgment, all their good deeds of that night will be transferred into my account on the scale of deeds.